The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is good to have you in the Lord's house on this beautiful day that he has given to us. When you can taste the air, it's a wonderful August Northern California day, right? Taste and see. A few notes to highlight. Hangout handouts. There's a bunch of these on the table outside in the narthex. So feel free to take some of these, pass them around to people that you know or who might be interested in sending their young adults to the hangout, or if you know where you might be able to post one of those. We've got some posted at NU, but you know it's always good to have a little wider reach on those things. And the hangout opens Tuesday, not tomorrow, right? Is that right? Tuesday. So our first day is Tuesday, 3 to 6. And again, if you would like to help out, if you can do it once a month, whatever, Barb, Mike, Tom, Sue, talk to them, and we'll get that rocking and rolling. The LWML is going to have a meeting this Wednesday following our Wednesday morning divine service. So, and they'll meet in the library. The zone president is coming to talk about all of the opportunities that are available. So if you would like to join them, 11:30 on Wednesday in the library. In our prayers today, in addition to those for whom we have been praying, Janet Jameson is in the hospital again with pneumonia. So praying for her. They're trying to get a handle on it. She's having kind of a tough time with it. Also, Fran Canepa has recovered from COVID. So prayers of thanksgiving for that, but also her friend Tom Ecker is in ICU with a case of COVID. So prayers for healing and thanksgiving and healing for them. And it's also good. We got a whole pew of new people. It is recycled. Yeah. So we're thankful to have Fran back. Her foot's good enough that the doctor says you can drive. And Bill in Virginia, Bill's is on the upswing again. So it is good to have them back with us as well. And Laura can't stay away, apparently. She keeps sneaking back in. Nevada's not as much fun as you thought it would be, I see. So we pray for those folks today. We give thanks for what our Lord has given. And what is this with white? Aren't we green? Aren't we supposed to be green until November? Right? No. Today, we'll talk a little bit more about St. Mary, the mother of our Lord, the feast day set aside for Mary. So, and it's going to sound like Christmas in a minute. That's okay. It's fine. Think ahead to when it's going to be cooler. That's a good thing about this day when it falls on a Sunday, right? Let us sing. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in the remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Now you may be thinking, why would the Lutheran Church devote an entire service to St. Mary? But the real question is, why wouldn't we? Because we do not celebrate the St. Mary of popular religious mythology, nor the St. Mary who appears in visions and dreams and the odd tortilla or grilled cheese. Instead, we remember the St. Mary of Nazareth, that pious Jewish girl of no consequence chosen by God the Father to give birth to his son, Jesus, the Christ. The St. Mary who first sang the words of our gospel lesson and whose faith continues to serve as a model for all believers. And the Christian church has always held St. Mary in high esteem. I mean, today's festival is called St. Mary, the Mother of our Lord. And the first official use of that title was made at the Council of Chalcedon in 451, where the Athanasian Creed was also officially adopted. More on that in a bit. So what this day is truly about is the creative and the redemptive power of the Word of God. How God the Father Almighty uses His Word alone to create that which seems to be impossible. You may not be able to get blood out of a turnip, or to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. But if you're Almighty God, then it's not a problem. Our Lord and our God has a habit of making something out of nothing. He speaks the universe into existence. And from the dust of the ground, He shapes a living Adam. And from that man's flesh and bone, He creates a lovely bride. 90-year-old Sarah laughs when Isaac sprouts from her desert womb. Aaron's staff, it buds and it grows ripe almonds inside the ark. A sun-baked boulder struck by Moses' staff becomes a gushing fountain at which all of wandering Israel quenches their thirst in the heat of the wilderness. This is no divine magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. This is simply how God the Father works, always pulling everything out of nothing by means of His almighty Word. In a few months, the Christmas Eve introit will say that when all was still and it was midnight, the almighty Word descended from the royal throne to fill the tabernacle of virgin flesh with all of the glory of the Godhead. He pulled everything human, body and soul, eyes, ears, and all of your members into God. And in the Athanasian Creed, we confess that this happens not by the conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking manhood into God. And so it is then that God sucked his thumb, that God dirtied his diaper, that God learned his Aleph Beth Gimels and survived puberty, that God ate and drank, that he walked and talked, that he lived and died. And it all started when in the nothingness of Mary's womb, the Word who makes all things made for himself a body, human through and through. There's that old saying that if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. So then the Word who created men came himself to make all things new. As the Word made man, the Word made flesh. So if it seemed like Almighty God was getting awfully close to his people when he set up his tabernacle smack dab in the middle of Israel's camp, the 12 tribes arranged all around, look how much closer he came when he shifted the Holy of Holies from the tent of meeting and from the temple in Jerusalem into the bulging belly of that Galilean maiden. Now that's Emmanuel, God with us, God in us, God who is one of us. For Saint Mary is greater than Sarah, promised son though Isaac was. St. Mary is greater than Samson's mother, Savior though he was. For in Mary's womb and nursing at her breast is the Lord of all. The Creator humbles himself to become one with his creation. And it absolutely had to be this way. For if St. Mary gave birth to one less than God, then more is needed for you and for your salvation. To put it simply, if St. Mary is not the mother of God, then God is not your father. For he must have, and he did, become like you in all things, and remain like his Father in all things, that in all things he might redeem you by his blood. So simultaneously, virgin and mother, Saint Mary is the icon of the virgin bride of Jesus, the church, who bears all of her children in the image and in the likeness of her husband, the Christ. She is the first one to be in communion with the flesh and the blood of Jesus. So what then can we say of the Virgin? What should we say? She's rightly called the Mother of God, for her Son is God of God, light of light, very God of very God. And as we just sang of her, higher than the cherubim, more glorious than the seraphim, this bearer of the eternal word, most gracious, magnifies the Lord. And she gives voice to the praise of all creation as she sings that most heavenly hymn spoken by an earthly tongue. But St. Mary's not set apart. She's not alone. For what she received, of him you have also partaken. For the Word became flesh to tabernacle, to dwell among us. Into your sin-infested body is placed the body of the Word, the medicine of immortality, to make you a new creation by union with him. God the Father wraps his Son in the swaddling clothes of bread and lays that bread of life from heaven in the manger of your mouth. The rock from which Israel drank is spear-pierced, so that the body of Christ becomes an ever-flowing chalice that runneth over and pours into you the blood, the drink of life. You who deserve nothing good are given everything good and more. The Jesus born of Mary, the Jesus who bore your iniquities, the Jesus who was carried into the clouds to God's right hand, this Jesus is yours, and you are his. You are woven into his divinity through his humanity. And that cord of three strands cannot be broken. It is the rope of salvation that binds you to the Father in the unity of the Spirit. So blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the Blessed Virgin Mary, because through her womb came the one who makes everything out of nothing for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.